Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We love him for many reasons, including his flexibility. We initially were going to talk right at the start with former Ryder Cup captain Tom Lehman. Then his schedule changed, and he's not available until 12:35. I text Major, goes, sure, I will make it work. I want you to know the professionalism that you missed on this station before, though. Somehow, Lindsay Sear, Dave Harrigan's out, somehow she played the wrong traffic report, Major. And Lindsay's telling me, what year is this traffic report from, Lindsay?
2019.
Stop right there. That's enough. You don't need anything further. We just played a traffic report that's 6 years old.
With your time traveler traffic report.
Exactly. I mean, did I listen to zero? I would have loved it. Snow everywhere. Your commute's going to be long. You know, it's just so good. This is what you take prime time of your life to be a part of, that we're playing traffic from 6 years ago. Oh, my gosh. It doesn't get better than that. Can I start with a yes or no question here for you?
I just want to make sure I'm there when you play the traffic report that speaks of the broken down Edsel and Lane three.
Yes, exactly. Oh, the Twins have won the World Series, so the traffic will be a little bit more of a problem here.
Around the Met.
Exactly. They're headed out to Met Stadium. North Stars are playing out there later tonight. I mean, 651-461-9226. What else should be in the old-time traffic report? I believe I have video evidence showing you stopping the escalator at the UN earlier this week. Yes or no, that was you.
No, I'm not that clever.
I mean, the president is taking this one rather serious, calling it triple sabotage. Triple sabotage. It's pretty good because the president can fix it in these things. But we got a lot of serious stuff to get to. Can I start with Pete Hegseth and calling in generals from all across the globe for this very vitally important meeting? How rare is this? And do any of your folks who cover now the Department of War have an inclination what is going on?
Department of War by decree of the White House, yeah. Still called the Department of Defense by Congress.
Yes, correct. Thank you.
No, we've researched this, and one of the best people who have ever covered the Pentagon, David Martin, our senior national security correspondent, can't remember a similar circumstance. And there is some speculation that this is about announcing either force reductions in certain parts of the world, maybe pulling some troops out of Europe. That's been something the president has talked about off and on. There's certainly a push within the Pentagon leadership to reduce the number of generals, flag officers. There are those who are not even Trump supporters who believe that's probably a good idea. There are too many flag officers, too many generals, too many admirals, too much bureaucracy at the top of the six branches of the U.S. military, including the Coast Guard and Space Force. So we don't know what it's all about. There are some risks associated. Every one of these generals, of course, has deputies that are right all around the world, but to pull all the biggies in to one place at one time takes their eyes and operational control out of vital parts of the world.
That's it.
And also concentrates them in one exact place, which would be of certainly interest, more than passing interest to our most aggressive adversaries. So we don't know what it's all about, but it has no known precedent that we can find.
That's stunning. No known precedent. And I understand. I mean, listen, he's the commander in chief. He offers up decisions on a regular basis, provocative ones, stunning ones, ones that are loved. But considering the vital interest and what these generals know and what they're watching on a daily, hourly, minute by minute basis, and then the unforeseen to take them away as opposed to something from a secure line, just shocks me.
And there's no notice that we can detect or that the Pentagon has suggested has been given about what this is or how they should prepare. So there are reasonable people who look at the situation who wonder, is this some sort of means by which to impose upon generals decisions that they can't prepare for or politically back channel their way out of, meaning kind of we're setting you up for something that we know you're going to oppose or be reluctant to support, and we're going to do it anyway, and we're going to do it with eyes on you to make sure you can't do anything to change the trajectory of this particular decision. In other words, and again, we don't know everything, and I'm not trying to prejudge this, but there are those in the military, retired and otherwise, who wonder if this is less collaborative than it could be.
While we're talking military, what are the thoughts from David Martin and others, what Vladimir Putin continues to do, and not just in Ukraine, of course, but the Estonia, Denmark questions again. It's just the daring of Putin towards the president seemingly never stops, and I think around a golf in Palm Desert a couple of years was more consequential than the summit in Alaska. I mean, nothing happened out of that summit. Zero.
And what is more important than any of that is what, if this is to be believed, and it now reflects administration policy, is what the president said 2 days ago, that not only can Ukraine win, Russia is a paper tiger, and that Ukraine can regain all of its territory. That would be what was lost after the invasion under President Biden's watch, yep, and what was lost in Crimea under President Obama's watch. Now, if that is now U.S. policy, and I don't know if it is, all I know is what the president put on social media.
Correct.
Which may or may not reflect policy, or just may reflect something he wanted to say in the moment to provoke Putin to try to get him back to the negotiating table, get his attention, because everything else he had done so far hasn't gotten his attention. I don't know. But talking that way creates an expectation, certainly within Ukraine and in Europe, that the president may be shifting, and may be shifting in an operationally important way. I underscore the word may. We don't know if this has any permanence at all. But if it does, it would constitute a tectonic shift in administration policy. Because if that's what administration policy is now heading toward, that would be more aggressive than even the most aggressive European backers of Ukraine had any hopes of promising the Ukrainians. They were basically hoping to get them back to pre-invasion territorial outlines, not pre-2013, when the little green men started encroaching on Crimea and elsewhere from Russia. So I don't know what this means, but it was worth taking note of, because it is substantially different from everything that preceded it, substantially different from the tone and tenor of the summit in Alaska. And if it reflects what the president genuinely means and is trying to pursue, it's bad news for Russia.
This is Major Garrett. His schedule was better for him to come on today. We will always work with Major, and he was so kind to move up. You can check out the Takeout on a regular basis with the CBS News app. You can watch it live on a regular basis. You can sign up for the podcast like I do and get it there. And also, since the Twins are playing in the day, 10 o'clock right here on WCCO Radio. Back with Major. We'll put him on hold, get back to maybe charges against James Comey, maybe a government shutdown. More insights from Major coming up. I want to talk about Stretch Lab. I want to talk about all of us who are loving this stretch of fabulous weather. Get out there. Go for the walk. Go for the run. Go for the bike ride. Go play golf. Go play tennis. Pickleball. Just go buy a body of water. But when you're doing that, you want your body to feel good. You want to feel healthy. And there are so many ways you can do that. Exercise, certainly at the top of the list. So is flexibility. So is stretching. And you should stretch every day at your place, but you should also use the tremendously talented folks who are at Stretch Lab with a dozen plus locations in the metro area. Doesn't matter your age, doesn't matter your physical activity, they will work with you. Not only are they trained for months and months and months, but they have the technology to evaluate you. They'll sit you down, they'll talk to you about what they need to work on with you, and you can sign up for that first 50-minute session, and like me, my son Quentin, and numerous friends, I've been going for 6 years. You're going to feel better. Don't hesitate. Do it today. StretchLab.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
President Trump's second term is about many things, including retribution, vengeance, payback to those who he believes have wronged him, and he never wants to let go. He never lets the expression, let bygones be bygones. Nope, nope, that's not him. So now, drawing the telescope of the Department of Justice is James Comey, who the president has been bothered by for a long, long time. And now with a statute of limitations looming on Tuesday, there are multiple reports that the Department of Justice is going to file charges, trying to get these charges in by Tuesday, that when James Comey appeared in front of Congress in 2020 and when he was speaking about the 2016 election, and Russia's interference, non-interference, whatever it might be, that he lied. That he lied under oath. What are your sources telling you about what's taking place?
What you outlined, that there is a push and a drive to see if a grand jury will approve an indictment in this regard. Tuesday deadline is real. Statute of limitations is real. President Trump's rhetoric as president now, second term, as a candidate, as president during his first term, very clear on this. Not to mention a social media post over the weekend in which it appeared that he was, as president of the United States, directing his attorney general in this regard.
Very directly.
Specifically for James Comey. Utterly outside the boundaries of any public utterance from a president about an individual to be prosecuted in this country on any basis. And Chad, you're not an attorney. I'm not an attorney. But I know that there is in America today the least experienced criminal attorney. I don't know who it is, man or woman, but we know there is that person who is today the least experienced criminal defense attorney in America. And that attorney could take that case.
She's never prosecuted a case, right?
Right. But I'm saying as a defense attorney with no courtroom experience, you could take the Comey case and begin to build a defense.
Yeah.
And you know where you would build it? On the basis of selective prosecution ordered by the President of the United States on political grounds.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't hide this. Also,
and my message to that is to those in the MAGA world who want some sort of accountability as they see it, or they want some justice served as they see it in regards to James Comey, the last thing you want is what the president has done in the last week.
I don't think he's a very good poker player because there's no hiding. It's here are my cards, as he once said to Zelensky, you don't have the cards. I mean, President Trump will show you his cards. He's just blatant. And then let's just talk about how Eric Siepert, who seemingly the president and people close to him liked with this vitally important district in Eastern Virginia, where monumental charges of significance come out. Mm-hmm. And when Siebert horribly was also okayed by the two Democratic senators and then could not find enough evidence to charge Letitia James, well, he's out. Right. And now he's brought in an ally of his. And I was leaping too quickly to an individual with limited legal experience to have this vitally important job.
Right. All of those things lay out a baseline predicate of defense quite separate from the law or the facts. Everything about that says, wait a minute, Your Honor, jury, there's something wrong about this case. I've not even gotten to the law, whether it's applicable to these set of facts. I'll get to that in a minute. But let me just give you the chain of events in this to present to you a jury or a grand jury that this thing is off the rails. This thing has a component of vengeance, retribution, or political influence. All of those things are now debatable, discussable as elements of a reasonable doubt for a jury and a reasonable hesitation for a grand jury. The standard is much lower in a grand jury process, I grant you. I'm not saying a grand jury won't indict. A grand jury could indict. But proving this case has become ever more complicated and ever more difficult for reasons having nothing to do with the facts and the law and have everything to do with the conduct of the President of the United States.
Does the president want a government shutdown?
I don't know if he does or he doesn't. And I'm so experienced slash fatigued from government shutdowns to say that everyone to say this, nobody wants them. And yet they keep happening. We keep getting closer and closer to this drama. Nobody wants them. That's what they say in public. But yet we keep getting into this cycle more and more and more. I don't know what the president wants. I know that he was for 24 hours willing to meet face to face with House and Senate Democratic leaders. Then the Republican leadership prevailed on the White House. Said, don't do that. Don't meet with the Democrats. Don't give them any legitimacy. And the White House backed off on that. That meeting with the Democrats might or might not have gone somewhere, but it has given Democrats something they didn't possess before the meeting was confirmed and then canceled, the sense that Republicans don't want to talk to them. Democrats are also here in Washington at the end of this week. Congress is out most of this week for Rosh Hashanah. It's a typical and a traditional annual recognition of Rosh Hashanah, so Congress is never here under these circumstances. But Democrats are trickling back at the end of Rosh Hashanah for the end of this week. We'll be here early next week. House Republicans won't be here at all. That also adds to the idea that, well, you could be here to resolve this, and you aren't. So who wants to resolve this? Who wants to avert a government shutdown? Now you have a threat from the White House of mass firings. There's one complication there. Courts have intervened to soften those, number one. Number two, and much more important, the General Services Administration, as we talked about on my show last night, the takeout, has sent out notices Would you please come back? And if you come back, we'll give you 7 months paid vacation because we can't get the work done that we thought we could without you, and now we can't, so we need you back. So while the president is threatening mass layoffs, his government is trying to induce people that were laid off or chose to leave to come back because they need them in the workforce, and in exchange for coming back, they'll get 7 months paid vacation.
I will be epoxied, stapled, some adhesive to me, couch in front of TV for the Ryder Cup this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I'm assuming you will also be participating in this.
Yes, I think we're both taking tomorrow off, aren't we?
No, I'm in.
I'm not.
You're not. But I will be. I might be mailing it in tomorrow. I mean, I might just
because as we know, Friday's the biggest day.
Yeah, it is.
Friday's the biggest day. Friday is the psych day. Whatever your psychology is, Saturday and Sunday is determined by how well you do or don't do on Friday. And so if everything is even on Friday, then I think the U.S. team is in really, really good shape. The Europeans want to get off to a great start, want to sort of take the air out of the crowd, want to take the air out of the comparatively less experienced U.S. team. So tomorrow's everything.
The data is overwhelming on the importance of that morning session, and I can't wait. All right, my friend, enjoy the day. Enjoy tomorrow. We'll talk soon.
We'll talk next week.
Major Garrett, the takeout, the best. He's that good. Tom Lehman, former Ryder Cup captain, Open champion, and Minnesota native, is coming up in moments on the eve of the Ryder Cup. I want to talk about Aquarius, and I want to talk about the great water, and I want to talk about the great opportunity with a furnace. Tune up the water. You better start the day with water. You better consume water throughout the day. I do, primarily at home. Not saying I don't ever have water outside the place, but I would rather have it from AquariusHomeServices.com with that fabulous Connecticut drinking water system. Yeah, laundry part of the morning today along with prepping. And yeah, that washing machine better because I have a water softener. That dishwasher better because of the water softener from Aquarius. The shower better. And also, even with this phenomenal run of weather, in about 6 weeks or so, you're going to need that furnace on. Maybe even sooner. Is your furnace ready? Did something happen? Right now, until the month ends, and it's ending soon, as we know, a $29 furnace tune-up is available from AquariusHomeServices.com. Earning the right to be recommended. Don't wait. Reach out today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.